This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President's pandemic plan.
Beginning May 1, every adult will be eligible to get their shot.
Impeachment investigation into Andrew Cuomo.
He just can't serve as governor anymore.
Democrats push gun control.
No more thoughts and prayers. A vote is what we need.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New pandemic target dates from President Biden. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says he used a primetime speech a year after the nation began to lock down to lay out what's ahead.
President Biden set two new goals on two key dates.
All adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1.
And July 4th, Independence Day.
If we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day.
The president said he's deploying active duty military, FEMA personnel, and retired doctors to help vaccinate Americans. And he outlined what should be possible for most Americans in the coming weeks.
You can drive up to a stadium or a large parking lot, get your shot, never leave your car, and drive home in less than an hour.
But he was also reverential as he paid tribute to lives lost, reading the exact death toll.
I carry a card in my pocket.
527,726 off a card he pulled from his pocket. The president made a point to denounce an uptick in attacks against Asian Americans since the start of the pandemic.
It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop.
The speech came hours after Mr. Biden signed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. And CBS's Nancy Cordes says people could start getting government money right away.
Direct payments to roughly 150 million households will be transferred into some Americans' bank accounts as early as this weekend. $1,400 for most individuals, $5,600 for a family of four.
On assignment for this weekend's 60 Minutes, Dr. John LaPook investigated the effort by top scientists to outwit the highly contagious coronavirus variants.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, is a geneticist who 20 years ago oversaw the decoding of the human genome. He says he's surprised by how much this virus is evolving.
Why are the variants of concern that we're seeing in places like the United Kingdom, South Africa, and Brazil of such concern?
It turns out that some of these mutations actually change the behavior of this virus in a way that makes it more infectious or more serious. And the evidence is that for both the B117, which is primarily seen in the UK, but increasingly in the US, and the South African B1351, that they are more transmissible.
New York Democrats have launched an impeachment investigation into embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo, who faces sexual misconduct allegations and a nursing home scandal. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
So far in total, more than 120 lawmakers are calling for the governor to resign, with 60 of them signing a press release yesterday saying, quote, he has lost the confidence of the public and the state legislature. The National Organization of Women, which supported the governor in 2018, is also calling for him to resign and really standing by the accusers.
Congressional Democrats were able to push through COVID relief with no Republican support. Now they've moved on to gun control. And some Republicans in the House did join in the passage of two bills that call for expanded background checks and a longer purchase waiting period. Georgia Democratic Congresswoman Lucy McBath's teenage son was shot to death 9 years ago.
There's so many of us survivors and family members that have lost our loved ones that have been waiting and waiting and waiting. And today we have the real possibility to make a difference and save lives.
The bills face an uphill fight in the Senate. 6 jurors have been chosen so far for the Derek Chauvin trial, the former Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd. WCCO-TV's Esme Murphy.
At one point, the prosecution accused the defense of racial bias for eliminating an Hispanic juror who had likened the fatal encounter to a, quote, outrageous act by an occupying force.
I see no pattern whatsoever.
The judge cited the relatively diverse group selected.
One is multiracial, 3 are white. One is Hispanic, and one is black.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is activating some National Guard troops to help first responders. It's all in anticipation of what's forecast to be an epic snowstorm this weekend. Some parts of the state in Wyoming could get 2 feet. Stormy weather into the nation's midsection could spark tornadoes. In Hawaii, the trouble has been days of heavy rain that's caused major flooding. One community on the island of Kauai has been cut off after a landslide on a key road. Ed Sniffen is with the State Transportation Department.
Once we start moving debris and looking at the roadway, we got to assess whether the road is safe and whether the slopes can be stable. So best case, there's going to be at least 5 days that that community is going to be cut off.
There's been some mudslide damage in California, too. While we've all felt a little isolated in one way or another during the pandemic, consider the people of Point Roberts, Washington. It's not attached to the state. It's on the end of a Canadian peninsula, cut off by land from the U.S.
We call it Pretend America, the world's largest gated community.
1,000 people live there, and because of COVID border restrictions...
Ghost town. It's a ghost town.
Brian Calder is director of the Chamber of Commerce.
We have no doctors here. We have no vets here. No medical facility like a drugstore. We got a list of more things we don't have compared to everyone else than what we do have.
Tourism has dried up. There are no package deliveries. Allie Hayton nearly closed the only grocery store in Point Roberts.
If I close, there's no access to food for anyone. We've got to take care of the people that live here.
One COVID case has been confirmed there. The good news is vaccinations are being organized. Uh-oh, Netflix says it's testing a feature that clamps down on the sharing of passwords. A prompt asks the viewer to confirm they're part of the account holder's household, and they have to enter details that are sent to that account owner. If they can't, they'd have to open their own account to keep watching. It seems racial questions are still a troubling part of the plot in the movie business.
When it comes to diversity in Hollywood,
Wakanda forever!
A new report finds studios are only looking for the next Black Panther, and it's costing them. The study from management consulting firm McKinsey finds the industry is losing $10 billion a year by undervaluing Black films, filmmakers, and executives. Researchers say movies with a Black lead or co-lead are budgeted at 24% less than movies with white leads. McKinsey recommends the industry create a well-funded third-party organization to come up with a comprehensive approach to racial equality. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A record in the digital art world, a piece on a JPEG by the American artist known as Beeple, sold at auction for more than $69 million. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Matt Cherry and Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure, and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.